You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Client Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Client Attraction University. Client
Attraction University, 250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Client Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Client Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
So how do you scale your enrollment as a coach? So typically when you first start off as a coach, you get in calls any way you can. Maybe you're like reaching out, doing DMs, reaching out to people. Maybe you're doing cold email, you know, poaching Facebook groups or just adding value to Facebook group, and you're getting calls any way you can. Tell people to go direct to your booking thing, all the different type of stuff, right? So, and then you may stumble across some of our material and now you create a client attraction system, where you got people coming through, they're scheduling a call with you. Maybe they're speaking to a setter first, and then they're getting scheduled with you. Or maybe you're doing the setting and getting them on the phone. So it's phases of it, right? So I always recommend when a coach, you start off doing your own calls, right? You don't hire a salesperson immediately. I don't recommend you actually hire a salesperson until you get to at least, honestly, about $30,000 to $50,000, probably like $30,000 a month on the low end. And you're consistently getting 10 to 20 high quality enrollment applications, high quality applications every single week. So that way you got enough volume coming in to actually hand off to other people to take calls. And then you can still take some of the calls so you can actually maintain cash flow. A lot of times people try to outsource their sales calls immediately just because they don't want to do it. And I think that's a huge mistake, because in that earlier phases, you're going to be dialing in the offer, making sure the offer is tight. So now when you bring somebody on the train, you got some baseline KPIs, some baseline numbers, what you can expect from yourself. And then, of course, you can look at where they come in as it relates to those numbers. Maybe they're a little bit under, maybe they're way under, or maybe they're above, which is the ideal situation, right? So you want to be looking at that. You want to be, then you're having those calls, right? Now you start driving leads and traffic, whether that's paid ads or organic or a mixture of both, what I recommend. You're having people come through booking calls, right? So let's just say, for example, you're getting 50 to 100 leads a day, right? You've used some of our process, now you're getting 50 to 100 leads a day. Let's call it 50. About 10% of those are scheduled on the call. So now you got 5 book calls a day. So you got about 25 book calls a week. You're having those calls. I said you're having about 50% show up. So you're talking to 13 people specifically. And then maybe you're enrolling 20% of those. So that's probably about two or three, something like that, right? So $5,000 offer, let's call it. So make about $15,000 a week type of thing, right? So you're looking at that. So that's how you're doing. Now you start going to scale and you're like, okay, cool. I want to bring in some setters and some enrollment people to start taking some of these calls off my hand as well. So I can actually be taking off some calls, and then I have some other people taking calls as well. And then you start leveraging the strategy where you email, because now people start asking like, all right, when do I start doing virtual events or starting webinars or whatever? It's like, well, now you got all these leads coming in because I said only 10% are going to book a call. Now you can start emailing those leads that's on your database and your text and email list. And let's say you start doing a weekly masterclass, right? Where you're teaching them something and got into your funnel from the beginning with. And now you're teaching them something and you're pushing them back to a call. So now you're going to take your application rate from 10% up to about 15 to 20%. Let's say you bumped it from 10% to now you're getting 20% of your leads to book a call. You pretty much doubled your business just like that. Most coaches will go out and try to do something different. They'll try to start doing live events. They'll try to start doing all this type of stuff in the name of growing the business, when just from your ads and watching your case study video, if you use the elevator funnel that we teach, you're getting about 10% to book a call. And then let's say you start doing a weekly masterclass or a monthly masterclass or bi-weekly. And now you double your application rate because some of those people who didn't apply initially, they just weren't as warm enough. Now they get to see you live on a Zoom call teaching something. And now you're going to increase that. And now you've doubled your application rate. And now your show up rate is the same. Your close rate is the same. You've doubled your revenue just from doing that. You ain't have to go do an event again. A lot of people lose their shirts because they kind of do events and they're trying to do all this type of stuff, right? So that's a way to do it. Now you've doubled your revenue. Now let's say you went from 30,000 a month or whatever, 50,000, 60,000 a month or what, right? You know, just kind of throwing some numbers out. And now you're like, okay, I want to start doing some virtual events or live events, depending on how you want to do it and what's your capacity. Now you start shifting into that because you got your cash flow locked in. You got revenue locked in. You got a few months of business expenses locked in. So now you doing this event, you're not going to lose your shirt and you'll still be in business. And it's not going to be stressful for you. And you don't necessarily have to make money from the event. If you do it right, you're going to make money from it. But you don't have to make money from it. So you're showing up with that level of control and certainty. So now you show up and you start doing events, whether it's virtual or live. And let's say you do a virtual event and you push people to a book call, for example. Or you're doing an enrollment event. So now you go from 2 to 3 enrollments per day, we'll just say, or 2 to 3 enrollments per week, or 4 to 5 enrollments per week. Now you just enrolled 10 to 20 to 30 to 50 clients in one day. Now it's important before you do that, because again, I tell people all the time, a lot of these coaches, they just try to do too much too fast, because you don't want to go to 2 to 3 clients a week. Now you start trying to do events and it goes right. And now you got 30, 40 clients that just enrolled, right? And now you don't even have the infrastructure to service these clients. So now you sacrifice your name that you've built up because these clients didn't get a good experience. And a lot of people aren't as forgiving as we would like them to be. So now we put our whole business in a bad spot. So you want to do it in those phases, right? Start off with your own situation, doing your own calls. Then eventually, once you get cash flow locked in, then you can start looking at bringing other people on. Then you can start doing the master classes, whether that's weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, however you want to do it to increase it. Now, before even doing a masterclass, you want to be emailing your list every day. And again, that's going to give you an uptick in application rate as well. And then if you want to start adding events and group enrollment to the aspect, you want to make sure you got the infrastructure in place. You want to make sure you got the cash flow in place. You want to make sure you got your offer in place. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.